This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Vice President and presidential candidate Kamala Harris will be in Atlanta today. Democrats planning a big rally there. Meanwhile, rival Donald Trump says he will probably debate her at some point, but also says he can make a case for not doing it. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that intelligence officials are now warning about foreign adversaries targeting U.S. voters with disinformation.
Groups linked to the Kremlin are increasingly using commercial public relations firms in Russia or unwitting Americans to spread their false claims as a way to hide their tracks. Officials say the aim of America's adversaries is to spread divisive and incendiary content that adds fuel to existing debates and to worsen American political polarization. The warning comes after a tumultuous few weeks in U.S. politics that have forced Russia, Iran, and China to revise some of the details of their propaganda playbook. What hasn't changed is the determination of these nations to seed the internet with false and incendiary claims about American democracy to undermine faith in the U.S. election.
You gonna watch? U.S. gymnastics star Simone Biles is in the lineup for all four events during today's Olympic team finals. The AP's Will Graves is in Paris.
She is a better gymnast now at 27 than she was in 2016 at 19 years old, and that is remarkable. She has not spent the last couple of years just holding on to what she has. She needs to be challenged. She needs to keep building her skills. She gets bored. She's told me she gets bored.
The men's Olympic triathlon has been postponed over concerns about water quality in Paris's Seine River, where the swimming portion of the race was supposed to take place. The Park Fire in Northern California is one of more than 100 large active wildfires burning in the U.S. Landslides in India have now killed 49 people. This is AP News. A former leader of the NRA is banned from having a paying job with the group for a decade.
A split decision for the National Rifle Association in a trial over the group's finances. In a case against the NRA brought by New York's Attorney General, Judge Joel Cohen says he will bar former CEO Wayne LaPierre from holding a paid position within the gun lobbying group for a decade. But Cohen did not grant the request from Attorney General Letitia James to appoint a monitor over the group's finances. He called that type of oversight time-consuming and disruptive. In the first phase of the trial, a jury ordered LaPierre to pay back some $4 million used to finance a lavish lifestyle. Another NRA leader was ordered to pay back $2 million. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.